And they'd wash them with lye soap and potash. They'd be just as pretty and white. And we made sheets and pillowcases out of them.
What about if you got something like some fruit? If you went, what would they put that in?
Well, they had bags to put the fruit in.
When you talk about a bag, you mean something made out of paper?
A paper bag. Sometimes uh-huh. they'd have paper bags to put fruit in. Or you could buy it in a basket. Mm-hmm. They'd have baskets of fruit with a handle to it.
What about potatoes? Where'd that come in?
Well, sweet potatoes, white potatoes. You'd buy them in bags. You'd buy them by the pound. Or they'd weigh them.
You ever seen, they ever come in those great big sacks with real rough?
Sure. They come in red, big old, look like crocker bags, full of white potatoes.
Crocker bags, you call them?
And, well, a crocker bag, you know, that's what we used to pick cotton in. You put a string on them and hang them over your shoulder, and it'd hang this side.
Uh-huh.
The string would be over here, but you'd have it on your right side, and you pick your cotton and put it in the sack. Tell you, and then you had a big crocker bag sheet at the end of the field to empty your cotton in when you get your bag full. Got so much 100 for picking. We used to get $1.00 picking cotton. But Lord, that's for the boll weevils come out and the cotton growed high as me. And they had big boll cotton.
Mm.
I could pick as much as 350. But Mary could pick 500 pounds of cotton a day. I couldn't do it. But she would.
Hmm. What did they have to do to keep take care of the cotton fields?
Well, you plow. Now January you start. You don't get no runs. See, they feed you. As I said, they give you groceries every month. Mm-hmm. They call it was ration. They'd give you stuff to last you another month. Well, they give you molasses, syrup, sugar, coffee. And all that stuff, rice and grits, flour and meal. Just two people like me and you, husband and wife, they'd give us a peck of meal and a 24-pound bag of flour. Well, that was enough to last us a whole month, just mm-hmm. two people. And they'd give us a gallon of black molasses and a gallon of syrup and so much rice and grit and a piece of bacon. Well, if you ate that up before the month was out, you could go down to the commissary and they would let you have something, but like I say, you never did get out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
It was always charged to you.
Mm-hmm.
And but first of the month, they'd go to town. Let us get on the wagons and go to town with them and buy stuff. But you see, you got them runs every month till July, from January to July. We see in January you start to breaking up land. New ground, they call it. Some land that ain't never nothing been planted in. Well, they'd go out there and break up that land and plant corn. Or have put corn there, or either they'd put a cotton field there. And you had to plow the cotton, you had to chop it. And then in July, they would lay by, what they call lay by. You was through with the farm then till September. You start to gather it. Cotton would be ready to pick. You'd start the picking in September. And then they would put that cotton in the barn and the gin would be running. And when they get how much makes a bale of cotton, they would put the wagons at night and load them with so much bales of cotton, have 5 or 6 wagons with mules. And they would be the first one to get to the gin, would be the first one to get their cotton gin. And they would get up and try to beat the other fella there. Be the first one to get waited on, but it'd be lines of wagons of people there with cotton to be ginned, and then they'd bale it there. You see, put it in cotton bags and put them hooks on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start to getting something else then. When to sell the cotton seeds, if you was a farmer,